proclamation number 8803 dated the May 16, 1964. The outpouring of the Spirit upon the disciples then and now. I promised you that I will remain with you until the end and my word is truth. However, I linked it to the condition that you should ask me, that you should want the answer from me, the eternal truth itself. Therefore you must enter into contact with me and you will receive what you ask for. For it is not only my disciples who received the outpouring of the Spirit, all these privileges are intended for my own who are in such heartfelt contact with me that I was able to grant them the same privileges as my first disciples. This activity affecting my own has been portrayed as unique. It has been said that it only related to my first disciples and it was an exclusive process. Subsequently, the working of my spirit in a person has not been taken notice of, and it is specifically this activity of my spirit in a person through which I am recognized as your God and Creator, for precisely this establishes the connection between myself and people. I only need a receptive heart into which the flow of my love's strength can pour in order to reveal myself to the person. And my revelations disclose the most profound knowledge concerning that which you are no longer aware of. You shall learn once more what you used to be, what you are and what you shall become again. This information shall be given to you and thus you shall become enlightened. I was able to pour out my spirit upon my disciples because they were completely united with me, because they had fulfilled all conditions which are the prerequisites for the working of my spirit, and because, prior to this, I had accomplished the act of salvation for their original sin. Thus my disciples were filled by my spirit and declared on my instructions what I myself had said to them. They were able to teach according to my instructions and preach my gospel to people. And thus I will remain with you until the end, for I ascended to heaven and only wanted to inform you of my presence. You shall experience it time and again and not believe that you are abandoned, for my spirit is always in the midst of you, who are intimately united with me. I want to educate you and increase your knowledge so that you can rightfully say, the Spirit of God works in me. And I can only teach you the truth, as I had promised with the word, I will guide you into all truth and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen.